I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Children and older adults are at increased risk of serious complications from the flu. Getting the flu vaccination can reduce illness and help prevent flu-related hospitalizations and deaths. To talk about children and influenza, as well as the flu vaccine for kids, is Dr. Elizabeth Mack. She's the Division Chief for Pediatric Critical Care Medicine at MUSC Children's Health, and she's a spokesperson for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Dr. Mack, what are the recommendations for children as far as getting the flu vaccine?
This year, in the 2019-2020 season, the CDC and the American Academy of Pediatrics are again recommending that all people 6 months and up get vaccinated against influenza. This year, there are a couple changes. The nasal spray and the flu shot are equally weighted. In other words, there's no preference this year for one or the other. So just get vaccinated is sort of the story there. And then actually, there are a couple of new strains that have been added to the vaccine this year. And all of the vaccines on the market in the 2019-2020 season will actually be quadrivalent. In other words, vaccinating against all four predicted strains of the flu, whereas last year some were trivalent and some were quadrivalent.
And what do parents need to know about the safety, the effectiveness, and basically why to get the flu shot for their child?
Influenza is dangerous. Children can be hospitalized with complications or even just have complications at home, can also die of the flu. So the flu shot is actually very safe. And thankfully, those who are vaccinated, even if they do get sick, will have a milder course. Many offices and institutions may not have it until October. So as soon as you can get it, the better. In terms of throughout the flu season, it will still continue to protect you. And it usually takes about 2 weeks to take effect.
What are some of the typical questions parents ask you related to the flu vaccine for their kids?
Many people have hesitations because they feel that the flu vaccine can give them the flu. And in fact, that's not the case. I think the reason that people often say that is because flu shots are given during flu season when flu and other flu-like viruses are circulating.
So just by chance, people may get the flu at the same or similar timing to when they got the flu shot.
Certainly. And in fact, it does take a week or two for the immunity to build up related to the vaccine. So it's possible that you could get sick in the meantime.
And if a child does get the flu, what kinds of tips can you suggest for taking good care of that child at home?
Just with all children, we want to look out for their hydration status, make sure that they're getting enough to drink, and then to make sure that they're not showing any signs of other complications, such as pneumonia or infection of the brain or the spinal fluid.
And what should parents look for as a clue that something else in the way of a complication may be going on with their child and they need a professional to intervene?
One of the things that we can be watching for is signs of pneumonia. For example, breathing fast, breathing hard, any signs of turning blue or colors that don't look like your child, that would be certainly a reason to seek a professional help. Also, children can develop complications of the central nervous system related to the flu. For example, if you were to see any seizures, any altered mental status, anything where the child is not acting like themselves, that would be a reason as well to call 911 or get to the emergency room.
Dr. Mack, thanks for information about protecting children from the flu.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.